You don't have an iron tongue?
Okay. All right. Good morning, everyone. This morning, our 21st, here you go, sore sheets. Yeah. So I want to discuss something that happened in the 21st century, something that happened very recently on November 12th, last week, 2 weeks ago. They had a lunch in the American First Action. It was a group of, they had a fundraiser for President Trump in Manhattan. You saw the videos. And a rabbi, a colleague of mine, a chaver I've known for maybe over 25 years, Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson, was had the role of introducing President Trump, and he made a bracha on the king, on the president, Shem and Malchus. So this reminded me of the previous president, Obama. So what's his name? Made a bracha on him also. I'm blanking. Larry Lookstein from Ramaz, from the city. So you had two different rabbis, two different political spectrums making the bracha, but I want to understand that idea. So again, this isn't politics. This isn't Obama versus Trump. This is just making a bracha on the king, which happened in Lemaisa very, very recently. So I wanted to explore where that comes from and what the sources are behind it. A few interesting questions. Do you actually have to see the king? What if he's just, you know, that's his motorcade driving by? Is that good enough to make the bracha? Different considerations and a few of the points of it. So we will start the first source where it comes from. Is the first thing is the Gemara in Brachas on Nun Ches Amud Aleph. So Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Haroeh Chachmei Yisrael. If a person sees is a Talmud Chacham, a Jewish Talmud Chacham, Omer, you make the bracha Baruch Shecholik Mechachmosu LiYireyav. Right? If you see one who has Cholik, has given, right, to apportion a piece of his chachma to those who fear him. Chachmei umas ha'olam, when you see a sage, a non-Jewish scholar, scientist, a doctor, a philosopher, something like that, so the bracha changes. For them, chachmei umas ha'olam, you say, Boruch shenosu mechachmoso lebosar vidom, who's given of his chachma. Now, you see, by the Jew, what was the verb? Cholak. Right? And by the non-Jew, it's shenosu, who is given. Okay, we'll talk about that. Right, so he has given from his wisdom to a boss of Adam. Haro Malchei Yisrael. If you see a Jewish king, Omer Baruch Shechalak Michvoinu Lireav, blessed is one who is given from his kavod, right? Not chachma, but he's given from his kavod to those who fear him. Malchei Umas Ha'olam. When you see a non-Jewish king, queen also, Omer Baruch Shenosu Michvoinu LeBoss of Adam, who has nosen, who is given, not chalak, but is given from their honor to flesh and blood. Okay, so That's the basic halacha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, continues the Gemara, La'olam yishtadu adam liroish likros malchei Yisrael. A person should always run to try to see a Jewish king. V'lo likros malchei Yisrael bilvad, not only to run to see a Jewish king, of course, elafil likros malchei umas ha'olam. A person should, good morning, a person should always try to run, even if they could, to go see a non-Jewish king. She'im yizgev, if there will be zoicha, yavchin bein malchei Yisrael l'malchei umas ha'olam, that they'll be able to see the difference, the distinction that exists between a Jewish melech and a non-Jewish melech. So that's a fascinating thing. We should try to go see a president. Again, based upon the assumption that they really have the status of a king, okay, we'll see at the very end, maybe we'll, what the modern day thing, you know, prime ministers and queens, well, what, how much power do you have to be a king? Yeah, question.
Sure. I think that the Russian here says, you know, Yishtadu Adam Larus Likras Malchei Yisrael. And just in this week's parsha, we saw that Eliezer was Ratz Likras Rivka after he witnessed the water rising from the well towards Rivka.
Interesting.
Right? The same
Lushan. Parallel Lushan. Very good.
We didn't have him run.
As if Rivka came some Malchus at that moment, and he recognized the Malchus and ran toward it. I don't know if that's.
Avram ran to
the question
to
is
the
that you think there's some source to that? That
sort of fuels this halakha. Is that a din in Malchus that he ran? We know by Sar Imenu. We could add on this a little bit. We know Sar Imenu had Sar means Swarim, which means leadership, which means like a princess, which means a leader. That was she went from Sarai to being mine to princess of the Horon. And there's a Medrash. I think the Medrash is in Parsha Shmos. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I believe the Medrash in Parsha Shmos says that any ounce of Swara that the non-Jews have in this world comes from the fact that Sar nursed them. We know there was a lot of wise guys and cynics are not a new thing. You had them in the times of the Chumash. And they were saying that really by by Yitzchak that really he Sarah didn't get pregnant from Avraham because she was with him for many, many years. And nothing happened. Must be when she was by Avraham. That's the Rashi in this week's Parsha. Parsha's told us that it says that Hashem made the face of Yitzchak remember the face of Avraham because he had these late sons. He had these people who were mocking and saying that she must have gotten pregnant from Avimelech. So in order to prove their claim wrong, Sarah Imenu nursed every single child that day. And all the sword that they had came from the fact that they got a Yanika. They nursed from Sarah Imenu. So now maybe what you're saying, Rivka, we know, was Mamale Malkum of Sarah, right? All the brachas in the tent, everything returned. She continued that. So I don't think it's such a stretch. It's a drusha, but it's not such a bad drusha. You can get away with it. That to say that that Rivka is. Maybe that is. I never thought. It's a very good hara that maybe this idea of running for to see a melech is the idea of running. I mean, we can maybe give other connections as well, but you're saying, well, You can have a rugalach if you want. You earned it. Here, pass them down.
One other clarification.
Sure. Yeah.
You mentioned contemporary rabbanim used Shem and Malchus.
Yes.
When the Gemara in the Gemara doesn't specify Shem and Malchus, is the lashon the appropriate lashon with Shem and Malchus?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Assume the Gemara. There is a discussion from the Rambam and the Ravid about certain brachas where they use Shem and Malchus nowadays. Like for will be an example of. Like seeing the Yam HaGadol. Do you use Shem and Malchus nowadays and stuff like that? But let's assume the Gemara is saying straightforward yes. Yes, make with Shem and Malchus. So we highlighted that there's a difference between the way it's Shecholak Michachmoso or Shenoso Michachmoso. So the Chedush HaGadol, so the Maharal, in the next source, goes through and explains why there's that stain. Why does that change? So if you look where it says the next source, Legabi Chachmei Yisrael Omer Shechalok Mechachmaso. Why? Lefi Sheheim Chevel Nachalaso. They're part of Hashem's inheritance. Vechalku Keiluhu Cholik Imahim Chachmaso. She Chachmas HaTorah. That he's given a portion of himself, meaning there's a connection. That idea of a Chelik that the Tanya brings in Perek Beis, that we're a chelik elokam imal, that every yid is a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that idea of Hashem giving a part of himself and sharing that, that's the idea why it says shechalk mechachmaso. Hashem's chachma is, we know that the Zohar tells us that Hashem and his Torah and the Jewish people are all three facets of the same thing, they're all intertwined. V'kom l'reyav. Okay, and we're called those who fear him. Kol shiras cheta kodemus lachachmaso chachmaso kimis kayemus. Anybody whose fear of Shemayim precedes their
precedes.
All right. Anything who precedes their chachma, then their chachma will last. So they must be have your Shemayim. Avalagabe chachme oivde kachavim on the third line by the wise ones of the non-Jewish people. Eino cholek lahem mechachmas hatara. Hashem doesn't give to them from the Chachma of the Torah, Ele nosein lahem Chachma da'alma. He gives it to them. It's a gift. And when I give something away, am I giving a piece of myself with it? Am I sharing a piece of myself? Or I'm just giving something that's external to me? So by the Chachma Torah, which is a part of the Chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so okay, that's the Lashon of what's it called? Shecholak mechachmaso. But by the wisdom of that, it's not that. So it's Shenosan who gives it. V'chein the inyan kavod the gabe malchei Yisrael. Same thing. Shechilek mechavodos shehu kavod ha'amiti. The real kavod, the true kavod, is chelik. The ain kavod el Torah. The true honor we have. There's something in the svarim called kavod ha'medume, a false honor. Person gets given a special seat or a special honor, a special award that's not connected in any way to the Torah. That's a kavod hameduma. These people in Hollywood, who everyone is fawning over and babbling over, and the whole world's following them on their Twitter account. That's a kavod hameduma. It's not connected to Torah in any way. The true kavod, said the Maharal, is there's no kavod outside of Torah. They have a kavod, but it's not connected to Taurus, therefore it's an asina as opposed to giving a chelik of them. So that's a beautiful insight the Maharal tells us as to why there's a difference between the two brachas for the two types of kings.
But yet we still make a bracha.
We do make a bracha in Achinami, that's in you. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why I'm thinking Shmos a little bit. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to give kavod to Paro. Paro's a Rosh Marusha. But nevertheless, he had power. You have to. We assume if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives somebody power in this world, there's a reason for it. We assume if somebody's an Ashir in this world, that there's a reason why Hashem gave them Ashiris. Okay, so we have to. But to understand where it's coming from, and what's the source of their covenant.
Would you say it for a real brusha? Like
no, you would not. We have the motion to make a bracha. Moshe was told to give him a covenant. We have a ma'isa with the Kaiser of Germany came to Eretz Yisrael, and the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim would refuse to go out and meet him. This is before World War. They refused to. They said he actually hasn't. He thinks he's Zera Shel Amalek, which we know they were. But before the atrocities that they did to us, that they didn't feel to go out to greet in other words, if you have the you have one of these Arab terrorists who's like the self-proclaimed leader of one of these terrorist organizations, he's a Din of a Melech? Of course not. Chas v'shalom. He's a Rosh HaMarusha. We would not go out and give them any sort of covet whatsoever.
It's not an idea that they refused to meet him because they felt he was inappropriate, but had they met him, they would have still been obligated to say something, even if they were to have met him.
I don't know why. I think they just said they didn't want to see the. There's a different concept. I think we saw in the Gemara says not to look at the face of a Rasha. So maybe it was somehow connected to that. But there's. I don't think there's much. Maybe there's a Torah Shabbal Peh as to why they refused to go out. Okay. Now that was like an insight on this Gemara. But the Gemara continues. And the next one says Rav Sheshes Sagi Nohar Havi. You know what a Sagi Nohar is? If you literally translate, it's a euphemism. It means to be full of light. So if you're full of light, it's the opposite. He has no light. He was blind. That's the way of calling it's euphemism. A soggy nohar means someone who has no eye. They're full of light. They don't have any eyesight. So he was blind, as we pointed out in the Daf of Shavua last week, right? In the Daf of Shavua, we had the Rav Sheshes saw the Malacham Avis. So we put it together. This Gemara, Rav Sheshes was blind. So you see that seeing the Malacham Avis is not really a physical thing, right? Just a ha'ara. That was at the very end of on Chaf Ches in Moed Katan.
See that if there's too much light, you can't see, like by
Lot,
when the Malachim came, put them
inside. Right, that's what it is, right? There's too much light. You're blinded by the light, exactly. That's what it exactly means, correct. Maybe that comes from Sagi Nohar, be blinded by the light. We should make a list of English phrases that come from Lashon Kodesh. Mm-hmm. Rav David Cohen has a sefer like that. Rav David Cohen has a sefer on Yiddish phrases that really come from Maimari Chazal. Okay. But back to our topic, right? So Rav Sheshes Sagi Nohar Havi had the Ka'azel Kule Am LeKabule Ape Malka. The whole world, everyone was going to go be Makabel the king. Become Azba Hadayu, and he went with them. Rav Sheshes Ashkei Humin, and there was a Min, a heretic who was there also. Amale, he said to Rav Sheshes very disrespectfully, Chatzvei the Nahara, the full jugs go to the river to fill up. Kegavni Lai, where do broken ones go? Meaning it's like we can see the king, we're going to see him, but you're broken, you're blind. Why are you going to see the king? It doesn't mean anything to you. So Amar Leh, so Rav Sheshes responded back to him, Tachazi, you're going to see the Yadini Tfei Minoch. I know better than you. Yeah, I don't have any blind. I see better than you, even though I'm blind. Which maybe that's the answer to the Gemara in Moed Katan, and I see better than you, even though it's not a real physical eyesight. Chalav Gunda Kamaisi, the first troop of soldiers of entourage came. Kika Ashve Amalei Hahumina. The men said to him, Asamalka. He said, "Look, the king is coming." Amalei Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, "Lo, it's not. No, the king is not with this first group." Kaasi Chal Gunda Tanino. The second group came. Kika Ashve, and they made a big noise. Amalei Hahumina. The men said to Rav Sheshes, "Hashta Kaasi Malka." The king now came with this group. He's here with the second one. Amalei Rav Sheshes, "Lo, he's not with the second group." Ka'asi Malka, when the Khalif Talisoi, the third entourage, the third group came, they had a whole big procession. Kikashatka, then it was quiet. Afterwards, Amrele Rav Sheshes Vade Hashta Osi Malka. Certainly now the king is here. So Rav Sheshes was coming. So we'll see in the Mogen Avraham brings us as a raya that a blind person could also make a bracha on the king. He went. There's a purpose why he's going. So maybe, does that mean you have to, is that the same thing? I'm asking like this. Is a blind person who knows the king is there the same thing as a person who has, Baruch Hashem, eyesight, but doesn't actually see the king? They just know that the king happens to be driving by in his motorcade or in his entourage or something like that. So in the halacha, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Al-Malchi Yisrael Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Yisi V'Shem Malchus Shachal Mechavodu V'Yirev Val-Malchi Umas HaOlam Blessed is the one who has given kavod to flesh and blood. So the Magen Avraham, one of the comedies of Shulchan Aruch is written in about the 1570s. So the Magen Avraham is approximately about 100 years after that. He has commentary on the Or HaChaim section of Shulchan Aruch. It says, Malki Yisrael, Mashmi Gemara, we would imply from the Gemara, which we just saw before this, Afilu Suma. Even a blind person, Shiodea Shahamelech Over Mivarech, if he knows that the king is coming, he would in fact make the bracha. So that's a fascinating insight.
Does the Shulchan Aruch here mean that it's not Shema Malchus?
No, Shema Malchus. Look, Baruch Atah Hashem.
On the second
one. No, that is Shema Malchus. Yeah.
That's also Shema
Malchus. Yeah. Yes. You're asking because he didn't really write it out, just said that? No, it is Shem Malchus.
Because, yeah, he took the pains to write it out the first time, but uh-huh. The second time is he's saying there's no Shem Malchus.
That's an interesting diak, but the Lamaisa they do. Yeah.
And by the Summa, how do we see from the passage here in the Gemara that Rav Sheshet has actually made a bracha? How is it mashma from this Gemara that you do make a bracha?
That was the purpose he went.
Makes what?
Michael says that's why he went. I mean, in other words, where do you know that? Maybe it was just the fact Sheim Yiske Yavchi made Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Umas Olam. Maybe he just wanted to see the Chiluv. He's asking, how do you know that he made a bracha? So the Magen Avraham was learning up the Gemara that you see he did make a bracha.
Right.
That's right. Mash, you know, which is, I think maybe you're hinting at something that the Magen Avraham said. It says Mashma the Gemara, which implies in the Gemara, but because never really said he did. It's mashmer that way. It implies he would make the bracha, but then you're right. Critical analysis. It does not say he made the bracha. You're 2 for 2. Give this guy a second ragalach. What? All right.
Michael.
Now, but
also, did he say it with Shem Malchus?
Is he full-fledged? Lechora, yeah. Because he would have said not to say Shem Malchus if that would have been the halacha. Because sometimes you'll do that. Sometimes we know if you have a suffix brachos lahakel. So I'll tell you, make the bracha without Shem Malchus, right? Somebody's having a bar mitzvah coming up. So I don't know who. But when that somebody special is having a bar mitzvah coming up in 2 weeks, so his father's going to make a bracha, unless he's a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, he's not going to say Shem Malchus. He's going to say Baruch Shepatran Me'on Shal Sozeh. The gra made with Shem Malchus. So the minhag is not that way. But okay, so that's an idea where you have a suffix on the bracha to make it here. So here, and you see that. You can Google the YouTube video. I'll give him a plug. The yeshiva.net has the video of Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson making the bracha. It's a whole speech. Rabbi Yisrael Reisman speaks. Barry Weber sings the national anthem. It's a whole... There's a big gevir who lives up in Muncie who puts together the whole event. And you can watch him. He gives a whole introduction. He gives him Trump liked it. You can tell Trump's reaction. He liked it. I remember Rabbi Jacobson. He was a bacher in Morristown, which is not too far from here. And there was a Chabad club at YU. And he used to come in. And there was a small chev, a small group of us. And he used to come in. He was something special even back then. He had a special way of explaining very, abstract concepts in a down-to-earth way. And that's when I first met him. He was the bach. He used to come in. It was a handful of us sitting around a table. And one time, we was in the Reuben Shul. So one time, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal was coming back. His apartment was right there. And Yossi Jacobson saw him. So he said, come, let's go talk to Rav Aaron. So we all got up, and there's 2 or 3 of us. We all went into his back room apartment there, and Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik, his grandson, was there with us. We were talking. They were speaking Yiddish, but basically I didn't get the whole conversation, but they're basically contrasting the difference between the Tanya and Mesilas Yesharim as to what was the Maimar Chazal, the Pasuk that each of the Sfarim was written. It was a fascinating conversation. It was very pleasant. But So now Rabbi Jacobson is famous. He goes all around the world. He speaks. He has a website in Shiurim and essays. He's doing amazing things. Okay, let's go to the next source. Number 5 is the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim, the way I would like to think of it, I'm biased, but think of it like the same thing as he's like the Mishnah Berurah for Sfardim. Right, you know, the way we have a Mishnah Berurah who gives us like the Psak Halachas. They don't Sfarim don't paskin like a Mishnah Berurah. They paskin like the Kaf HaChaim. So he brings down in the Halachas for Sfardim, the Halachot for Sfardim. It says like this in Sifkot and Chav Dalad, Haro Hamelech Biyam B'Svina Kitana. you see him on a little boat, v'hi mechusa, right? And it's a covered. It's the ship. You know he's on. That's the president's ship, but you don't see him. Ubal yera hamelech atzma. You don't see him. Ach yodim bebirur shahamelech sham. You know he's there. You know the president's on. What's his jet called? Air Force One. Yochel levarich. You're allowed to make a bracha. V'raya mirasheshes. You have a raya from this that you don't have to actually see him. Even though Rav Sheshes didn't see the king, you don't have to see the king. You just have to know he's there. Rav Sheshes knew he was there. He had a special intuition. He knew the king was there, and better than the min. The min was trying to fool him. He knew when the king really was there. So you can make a bracha. So that story is brought down again. Halacha l'maaseh, you can make a bracha even though that's him.
And I'm saying that it's different by Rav Sheshes because others who did see the king. So he was working off of others who saw the king. That's what you could say. There's a difference. And when you see it on the boat, there's nobody else around to validate that the king is there. Nobody else witnessed it.
I hear you, but I don't think that necessarily takes away the proof. You're true, that is distinct. Let's say by the entourage of Rav Sheshes, yeah, there were people who actually saw him, but they weren't informing Rav Sheshes. In other words, let's say we could, like a scientific experiment, if I could remove that element, and no one else was there, just Rav Sheshes, he still would have made the bracha.
Isn't that the rule by Keshav? Why don't we say that Suma can also be Mubarak because he's with others that are seeing?
Oh, so I'm actually planning on discussing a Suma, the halachas of a blind person, because it relates to, we're starting Chagiga now. So talk about it. What's the obligations of a suma if you're blind in one eye? Is there a chiyah for a lil regel? Someone uses a springboard to discuss a suma. So you're good.
Stay tuned.
All right. Next one. The next kaf achayim. We discussed about how powerful do you have to be? Like, do you make a bracha on the mayor? Do you make a bracha on the governor? Like, how powerful do you have to be to get a bracha? So Hashiltonim, that's a ruler. Shibarehem the Ain O Melech Alehem. They don't have the yoke. That's not a good translation. Whatever
responsibility.
The king's not above them. Lashano says Divrehem Mehen Lelav V'Don V'Horig B'Mishpat. They could kill. They have the power to take him's life. Mivarech Alehem Shecholet Michvod Lebos V'Dam. So the according to the Kaf HaChaim, he also says as well, that if the person is powerful enough to actually can enforce the death penalty on somebody else, then you make a brach on them. So the mayor for sure. Just get the president?
The president cannot. But the president can reverse it.
Oh, that's the Chal Lawrence. Lawrence, okay, good. So that's true. The president, that according to many, that's good enough.
But he really, it depends.
Coffee? Give the man a cigar.
Not for everything.
Not
for example, if it's a state capital crime, he cannot pardon. He can only pardon a federal crime or a military crime.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
He's not.
But we could find a situation where the president of the United States would be able to pardon somebody.
Yes.
Right. So therefore, that even though he couldn't kill, he doesn't have that.
But a governor can do that as well.
The governor could also?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Even more so. There's more state capital crimes than
I've also, maybe. All right, good. Oh, so that's something to think about the governor. So you see this picture down here?
More to think about.
See this picture? This is, obviously, Moran, Rosh Kabahad, the Gadol Hador, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita on the right. To the left is a man named Francis A.Y.I., I don't know how to pronounce it, who presented himself as the King of Togo. Okay. Turns out he's not really the king of Togo. He's like a missionary or something like that. The whole thing was a farce. But he goes around. They had like, I was trying to do a little research on him. I did my advanced research. I Googled him. And they tried to make some fancy dinner for him in Manhattan or something like that. Like a whole, they had a driver come to pick him up from the airport. And apparently the guy has been exposed like 15, 20 years ago as a he's a very good con artist. But again, he went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And the question that Reb Chaim Kanievsky had, and obviously didn't realize who he was, he says, do you have the power to kill? So he says, yes, I do. I can kill people. I mean, that was the criteria. So it says, you see here in the article, Harav Sholo so ha'im yesh lo samchus laharog, u'meshaho shebechiv. He could do it. Yes, he could do it. The skill of Kam Harav, he got up, chavish es kobi, put on his hat, v'lovish es mili, put on his jacket, v'vorech alav, shenos mechavod al-abos v'dam. So he made a bracha on him, when he told him, if you look at the bottom left of the corner, I think, I didn't the picture, you see there's a cup there. So Chaim Kanievsky, they keep all liquids covered in the house. It's a chumrah from the Chazon Ish. So they don't have anything. It's like they wouldn't have this open coffee. They would, if we were by the they'd have a napkin. Like, so I think that's what the picture is in the bottom left corner. Okay. An interesting side point. Let's go into the next thing. This is back in the Kaf HaChaim. I just wanted to point that out because that's his distinction is, and the Mishnah Berurah says this also, they have to be able to think. Haro Melech Rosha. Oh, this is what we were asking. Ki Yeravim bin V'achav Poshet Divarech. It's you still make a bracha and he quotes in the Sefer Lev Chaim Chelik Gimen Simen Nun Hey or Chaim Os Aleph V'Malchi Yisrael Heim Ki Yeravim V'achav Pshita She'en Lomar Lireav. Right? Ki in the boss of Adam. If you can't say that a Melech who's a Rosha who's Jewish is Lireav, he fears Hashem. He's doing a Avodah Zarah, but he says you do make a bracha on evil kings. Interesting. Okay. Now, I didn't put it on here, but there was a major. I think it's in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter Sefer from the Rav. The Rav was very, very upset with people who watched the funeral of JFK. It was held in a church, and according to Lishit HaSom, according to their opinions, if you watch a mass on television, you're Yotzi Zayin. This is a new kula. You don't have to actually leave your home to go to church. You can stay in your living room, and you can watch the service on television. According to them, you're Yotze. Right? You follow?
Okay.
So the Rav was very much against that. But you see some sort of, again, that is a side that in my mind, I was connecting that idea about being Yotze something, watching something through television. So what about if you see, I think, they had the royal wedding? I don't know, I'm not into this. But the royal wedding. When was it? Like a few years ago? 2 years ago?
Oh, that?
Okay. Recently? No, there wasn't a big wedding.
Yeah,
but the kids got married.
Oh, it was a couple? I don't know. I heard there's a royal.
Two different ones. The past few years.
Lawrence was just here. We should ask him for the royal.
Diana got married, and everyone woke up in the morning in the summer.
No, I'm thinking like 2 years ago.
The actress just got married.
Who?
Harry. No, the
actress
married, whatever.
I don't know.
All right.
Megan.
2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, no.
Megan.
It was like 15 steps removed from
Baruch Hashem, right. I'm not holding in these things. Okay. So, Bezalel Stern, Bezalel HaChachma, do you make a bracha on a television? If I see, again, we just saw you make a bracha on the president, whether it's Obama, whether it's Trump, whether whoever it's going to be. Right, you make a bracha on them. It's not a political thing. It's a halachic matter. You make a bracha on a king, even if you hold a rasha. Even if you make a bracha on them, but so he brings. If you see a king from a telescope or a mirror, that you can bring testimony edus if you only saw something through a mirror. So I'm reading from this quote. Rav Stern makes it distinguish that. What's that? And here, when you about giving edus, that's different because there you don't have to actually see something. But you have to have a beer. You have to know what is happening. So even if you would say that seeing something through a mirror would be considered re'ia, right? You can make a, but it's not like the image itself. So therefore, it doesn't count. So just like you can't. Rav Chacham Avad Yosef has a tshuva, shidur chai. You know what a Shidur Chai is?
Live broadcast.
Can you be Yotze Megillah through live broadcast? He says, no, you cannot. You cannot listen on the radio to the Megillah and be Yotze. Can you imagine all these coolas? You know, I'm sitting home. I got my Grogger, I got my Helmetash, and got my radio on your market. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that. But again, I think it's the same tshuva. I was looking at it for a different thing years ago about betting a microphone. And in that tshuva, if I remember correctly, he had that, it's like a side point. We talked about the radio broadcast, but he's talking about what about a shul where they use a microphone. So if I remember correctly, he says those who are close enough to hear the Megillah, like, you know, without the microphone being used, they are Yotze. But those who are so far away, the only way they could hear the Megillah being read is through the microphone, they're not Yotze through that.
I learned the same thing though for somebody who has to hear it with the hearing aid.
Oh yeah, hearing aids are questionable as well. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The Shlomo Zalman Orgach has a tshuva on this. Okay, so that's the thing.
But if you have someone with such severe hearing loss that they wouldn't be able to hear, how could they be Yotze?
I mean, they would have to stand right next to it. They would have to stand right next to the... to put them right up front. That would be... according to those opinions, yeah.
Or they'd be in the same situation that a blind person might be.
Okay, so it's also chirish, right? Elaim can speak. Medaber ve'ena shemeya shemeinu medaber. That's the first daf in Chagiga. We'll have to maybe we'll talk about that. The last thing I want to do is about the modern day kings, right? So
these blessings,
yeah.
Are we saying, is this in the category of
Birkas Hashavach? Oh, how often? No, once every 30 days. 30
days.
Probably make once every 30, just like if you're going to the Yam HaGadol, you make it once every 30 days. So Mustami make this once every 30 days.
So if you're in the cabinet, you just have to keep track.
If a cabinet, you have to keep a track. You have like a Google app as to how often you saw the president.
is it
an alarm
on that question? Does it go on the bracha or does it go on that specific person? So like if you saw the president, you saw a state governor.
The person, no, probably on the person.
So you can make two.
Well, because if I saw the president of Russia, I saw the president of England, I saw the president of China.
Because it says, right, you should contrast. You should strive to see both.
Right. So does Bibi have a din of a melech?
So anyone have a
dinner of anything? So he's like, yeah, all right. A lot of. It's like not the best week to be talking about, you know, making brachas on political leaders. Is like, you know.
Is it ever a good time?
Is it ever, right? Can we have fun of week? This week's no worse than any other week.
Jared is certainly aware of this
bracha. What? Did Jared make a bracha when seeing the shver?
We knew he was there.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't know. I thought the president would not be there.
We were in Washington, D.C. on 4th of July, and we went to the president's big speech. Now, we were not close enough to see him with our own eyes, but they had big television all over the place,
so we
could see him, and we could hear him over a microphone.
Yeah.
Potentially, we lost out on an opportunity.
Right. Okay. All right.
Next time.
Next time.
When we go to the swearing in. That'll be cool.
Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, source number 6. Hashatonim she'ein ol melech aleihem. The same thing. L'shanat divrehim dan v'horeg mishpat mevorech aleihem. V'al sarim shemimon ha-melech b'chol ir v'ir tov v'yosh levarech b'lo shem malchus. So someone who's appointed, you should still make a bracha on him, but without shem malchus. That's where the Mishnah Berurah brings down. So the Chasam Sofer says that this would disqualify someone who doesn't have the authority to kill. So according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, brought down Halicha Shlomo, you cannot make the bracha on the President of the United States or most modern-day democratically elected rulers. You can only say it with Shem Malchus because the President can't kill. So according to Shlomo Zalman, you cannot make a bracha on the President with Shem Malchus. Others disagree. Right? This is what Lawrence was saying, that he has the power of life and death because he can grant clemency to death row inmates and wage deadly wars.
He just killed a terrorist.
He just took out Baruch Hashem. He took out ISIS.
Isn't that killing?
Yeah. He waged deadly wars. Others add that the broad authority given to the president is equivalent to the power of life and death that the post can require. Halacha Berurah brings from Chacham Avad Yosef Zatzal, who also held that one should recite the bracha of a president. Okay, that the Ravid is the source for the Magen Avraham, that the whole thing we saw that got this thing started. That was only with regards to a subordinate of the king. Such a figure must hold a tremendous amount of power to be considered akin to a king. But the king himself, the one who holds the highest office in the land, is definitely considered a bona fide king for the purposes of this bracha. So according to that, you could make on the Rosh HaMemshalah. He's the highest elected person in the land. Many achronim hold one can say the bracha shenos michvod lebos v'dam over the president of the United States. You could also say it on a queen, or even when not seeing the king or queen in person, but among their royal guard, right? Which we saw that was the case with the Kaf HaChaim talked about, that if you see where they're traveling. Regarding a blind person, or seeing a king in an enclosed vehicle, there's a debate amongst the Achronim. One should say it without Shema Malchus. Seeing a king on the screen would not require one to recite the blessing, since you went to the 4th of July, you only saw the big screen. You didn't see the president in person.
But we saw the motorcade that was going up.
Oh, if you saw that taka, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. May we merit to see the blessing of Shechalak Michavod L'Reyev upon seeing Melech HaMashiach speedily in our day. So there's a tshuva from the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that he discusses what four brachos are we going to make when the Melech HaMashiach comes. And he talks about it's a discussion of when you're allowed to combine brachos, because Mestami is going to be a Talmid Chacham as well. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has in his Sefer, the Mincha Shlomo, is to how we're going to, what the actual Nusach will be, there's going to be four brachas, we're going to combine them all into what will that be. So I figured this would be an interesting contemporary topic to learn about, And like we said, holy halavai, we should be zoich to see the ultimate king of Melech HaMashiach. Shkoyach, everybody.